I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Samarian at info@ranchradio.com. And now here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Are we on the air? Are we on the air? Can you hear me?
We're on the air.
Oh, whoa! How are we all doing out there tonight? Yes, it's me, Sean Kennedy. This is show number 18, and I do not have a show format prepared whatsoever in any way, shape, or form.
So what did Sean do?
Sean got drunk. Why? Because I've had a shit day. My day has been an absolute shit. And why not? Why not get hammered on the air? Why not? Why not have a few drinks before you jump on the air? Why? Because we're on internet radio, and what the hell?
And we're allowed to do that.
And we're allowed to do that because we have no one to tell us we can't do that, quite as of yet. But wait for it. The Thought Police will slowly be in tow.
They're coming, beating their hands with their clubs.
They are. The draconian censors are on their way. Let's see if I can remember how much of this format I can do from memory. Anyone who hears stuff that...
You are allowed.
I knew that. You are allowed to freely distribute this program. Give it away, blah, 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 blah. Do whatever you like with it. Rah, rah, rah. Spew, spew, spew. Hand it out. Okay. Going through the IRC tonight. Who we got in the channel right now? These are the loyal listeners. Those who are so incredibly chosen as to know what is going on in the world around them.
For 20 minutes.
You betcha. Their names are Smokehouse, African Love Turtle and his mom, Alien Binary, Oral Sex, Botweiler, Brecker 1, Clays, Klein C, Away, Counter Saint, Crow T, Robot, Delamorte, Dr. Zodiac, and his mom, Mrs. Dr. Zodiac.
Lots of moms.
Mrs. Dr. Zodiac, I've seen a picture of your son. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, he's all gothed out. Aren't you worried he's going to, like, listen to Marilyn Manson and then take shotguns to school?
Oh, my God.
He's dangerous. Are you letting him play Soldier of Fortune? You must stop that. No more Soldier of Fortune for Dr. Zodiac.
Insane.
Absolutely. You must go buy him Sisters of Mercy albums to mellow him out. Inosian, Escalde. Oh, I love it when they make these fancy names. Escalde? Escalde. Esmeralda. That's your new fucking name. Gizmo Gone Crazy, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Kadaf, Luscheck, Falker, Lindium, Mary Rebelled Version. Oh, Mary Rebelled Version.
Mercy.
You can still be a virgin. Mr. Echo, No Deal, Necros, Neuralize, the Professor. Who's listening in tonight?
Because I was on.
Pyra, 12, Sir Oak, Soab, Spider, T Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, TYS, Wildcard, Zandor, Pyro, and Guardian Martin? Is that right? Gun Martin?
GM? I don't know.
GM Martin. GM?
He's a game master. He plays D&D.
Go, Game Master Martin. So, let's talk about my day today before we go any further. Today was Monday. As we all know, Mondays are invented by the devil in which to destroy the world. Monday, today, was a really shit day. Why? Because my car on Sunday, in BC, in Vancouver yesterday was a hot day. One of the first hot day of the year, actually, and really sucked bad bag. Because I, like every other computer geek in the world, does not like heat. Heat is bad. Heat is of the devil. Hell is hot. So is, heat.
I
so
love heat.
Heat sucks. That's because you have no body fat, because you're part of the Vegan Mafia. You get to go, well, be, you know, fucking Sims on his hot rock.
I'm looking for the rock.
Nice. You know, there he is. He's got big magnifying glass positioned over his head. It's just fucking brutal, okay? But anyway, hot day, car, my little four-door Honda Civic, red, starts giving me problems.
Melting.
The engine light comes on. Dun, 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 dun. Who the fuck invented the engine light?
The general... Something bad's going on.
Danger, danger, engine light.
I mean, come on. Okay, come on. Well, who the hell invented that? You know, it should have, like, engine area. You know, like the carburetor or maybe the blower drain pan or something. I don't know.
Something more specific.
The piston light. The piston light's on. What does it mean? It means it's on. Well, that's kind of binary, isn't it? I mean, really. But no, the engine light came on and I was all screwed up, and so I had to take it down. And I used to take it to the Honda dealership, which was dumb.
Did they treat you right?
No, they didn't treat me right.
Why'd you keep going back to them like
I didn't go.
Bad relationship.
I didn't go back to them like a bad relationship. Okay. I found out they were cheating on me, and I said, fuck you, asshole. Fuck you, cowboy. Fuck all you. Oh, wait. Dr. Zodiac's mom's listening. Sorry.
Shit! Download it later. We'll bleep that out.
Yeah, I hope Dr. Zodiac's mom's cool. Like, I can't believe people listen to this with their mom.
If their mom's listening,
if their mom's listening,
cool.
Their mom must be pretty cool, you know?
You're cool.
You're a cool mom. Or maybe she's trying to learn the slang. You ever see those parents who try to learn, like...
That, what do the kids say today?
Wow, I was listening to my son's program the other day, and it was pretty fat. Or fat. How do you say that? It's P-hat.
P-hat.
And it's very P-hat. It's very P-hat, and it was. I really dug it. You know, it was a good show to dig, and we were digging it while
we're getting
down with the sound.
Yeah, it was.
We were being all jiggy with it, and so it was good. But anyway, so I went to the Honda dealership, and they bent me over a log and nailed me right in a keister and sent me home with the "I just fucked the neighbor's cat" look on my face. That team, they've been doing this for about 2 years. They said, oh, yeah, we can fix that. We don't know exactly what the problem is.
Murray, get over here and fix it.
But it'll cost you $1,800, and your radiator's fucked. And then I took it to another car place, which I'm not going to give their name.
Because they fucked you, too?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
They were actually nice to me.
Okay.
But they still fucked me for like $2,000, and I'm still $300 out. So my car is all bitched. And I'm out of money. My car's still bitched. The engine light is still on. I'm like, you cruel mistress. You cruel mistress. Hey, engine light. I hate that shit.
You could do a MacGyver thing and like patch it up with some gum or something.
Where's the MacGyver theme song? Do we have that?
Give me a couple minutes.
You mean that MacGyver theme song you mentioned just now? No, we don't have that handy. I don't happen to have it handy.
I have it nearby.
Mr. Carter. So, we're having... oh, my God, Sean, my neighbor will fix it. Yes, Wildcard, I'm going to go to your fucking stoned-ass neighbor and get him to fix my Honda.
Yeah, I can fix it.
Ozzy Osbourne, you want to fix my fucking carburetor? Yeah, you go right ahead.
Fix that right now.
Give me a break. I feel so bad, too, because Dr. Zodiac, Mom, is listening to this shit, man.
That's okay.
And here I am, ripped up on the mic.
And she's like, what do you listen to?
What is wrong with this guy? Oh, my goodness. Don't you think he's swearing? I mean, he's kind of abusive, and it's a Monday. What kind of a person gets drunk on a Monday? What kind of a person gets drunk on a Monday? Doesn't give a fuck. Kind of person who's part of this current generation who's been fucked around and really doesn't care. Ultimate act of rebellion, get drunk on a Monday. That's the way I like.
Don't give a fuck.
Because I just don't give a fuck. I mean, seriously, sometimes you just gotta bust out, get well. You know, I try so hard to be a role model. I know. It's hard.
Do you?
I do.
You're a role model?
I do. I've been talking about eating right and shit.
True.
You know, I'm talking about dressing better and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I go and find a dune buggy on sale for $2,000, and I honestly think about converting that for street use and then driving around the streets terrorizing, wearing a kung fu outfit with sunglasses on with a heads-up display, and then taking over the fucking planet.
Is that responsible?
Dune buggies are cool. Fuck responsible.
They are.
Cool is better.
Cool is better. Go for cool.
You know, that's going to get ripped.
Cool,
you know, that's going to get ripped for something. Fuck responsible. I'm cool. You know, you know that's going to get ripped and put into like the Extendo Uber dance mix. You know, everyone's all, I can't smoke the instant you get this recorded. I want a copy. Yes! Everyone likes Sean Kennedy Uninhibited. I'm not that drunk, by the way, guys. I've only had three fucking drinks. It takes a hell of a lot more than that. You want to see me? You know what you guys want to do? Next time we have, like, some big fucking, you know, Sabbath or whatever. Oh, wait. No, they're not called Sabbaths anymore. No, they're not called that. No, what do they call them? The cult now? Political meetings? Elections? Is that what they're called? Oh, was I slamming them?
Paperwork meetings?
Paperwork meetings? Shredding party! What are we going to call that? A giant colon clown party. No. Three ring circus. Share my thoughts.
Who's next?
Okay, never mind. What were we talking about? We were talking about
Monday's irresponsibility, getting drunk.
Monday's being irresponsible, getting drunk. My wife is here.
She's hiding in the other room.
My
husband's swearing again.
Oh, Dark One, do you want to come in here?
I brought a seat for you.
We brought a seat in here for you. Oh, did you? She says. Yeah, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. She is the designated driver tonight.
She's like looking for
Rob Weiler's like, keep drinking. Drink more. Feach on. There she is.
Oh, she emerged.
Are you going to come in and say, you know what? Have a seat. The only reason, it's funny, because people on the IRC were asking me why you aren't more involved with the show.
They have asked that.
They actually have asked that. They say, what's up with the Dark One? He's never around. She's never here. What the hell's the deal? Blah, 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 blah.
What does she think of her husband?
So, why aren't you, what do you think, like, do you want to comment on that, or you guys not, or what? Come on. Do you want to say something about that?
Closer. Sean speaks really loud. Okay, go.
Usually it's just because it's a Monday night and I'm still tired from the weekend.
Well.
Whoa. Don't reveal too much there.
Everybody be really nice in the IRC.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, but seriously, sweetie, we have
watch
to talk.
What you say.
Yeah, we have to watch what you say. No, but seriously, because it must be weird for you. You know, am I like this all the time or what?
No.
You're not? Okay, why don't you interview me? Why don't you interview me on the air? No, you're too tired. You're too tired to interview me. No more interviewing for Sean. Okay, screw you. You're kicked off the air. I just booted my
You lost your microphone privileges.
That's it. You suck. She thinks Sean's crazy.
Crazy.
You're crazy. But anyway, what are we talking about? We're talking about booze. You don't have any liquor in the house.
I have a wine bottle.
Which has been opened already. And you
I have
kept
a closed
it.
One, but you know.
Where is it?
You know
what?
I want to keep it.
For
some
what?
Special occasion or
what
something.
Wine is it?
I don't know. It's like made special. My parents gave it to me or something.
Made special. My parents gave it to me wine.
Yes.
Sounds pretty queer.
It is.
Leave me alone. Open the wine.
Not a boozer.
You're such a junkie. You're such a junkie.
What I don't have anything.
Oh, well. Do we have anything to play so I can tell you what we're going to put as halftime music without telling you that on the air? Because, like, quite literally, I showed up, took a piss, and jumped on the mic. That was my day. This was me getting here.
No plan, outline,
no
nothing.
Plan, no fuck all. You know what was weird?
I do have something to play.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Oh, you do have something to play? Okay, well,
that's actually part of the show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When do we do that?
It's another remix by DJ Ojive.
Get the fuck out of
man.
Here. Wow, DJ Ojive?
He's a madman.
That guy is like 1,800 feet per second through the atmosphere. He's like the boo, man. One time round, shot over, shot out, on target. DJ Ojive, fire for effect, man. That guy's just like, he's macking. That guy's macking more than like a fleet of trucks. That guy's just like, he's macking so much like Bugs Bunny's not talking
he's
shit
macking.
About him. He's crazy. Is that Dawkins?
Respect.
He's respecting. He's respecting. Dispecting. Play that thing.
Play that funky.
Play that funky DJ Ojive shit.
He has admitted that he's run out of music.
What?
He's like, I don't have any more music.
DJ Ojive?
Make more music.
DJ Ojive?
Steal it.
DJ Ojive, seriously, dude.
Mix it with other things. You did a good job.
You've got natural born talent. The shit you mix here, okay, we hear a lot of stuff.
People are like, where can I get those remixes?
Where can we get those remixes? Yeah, seriously. Well,
FTP.rantradio.com.
FTP.rantradio.com.
All of Ojive stuff.
And if you want to get in touch with us here,
you can info@rantradio.com if
or
you want to talk to me.
If you want to talk to Sim. And anything you send me, you should carbon copy to Sim anyway.
Just in case.
Which is fucked up. Why is it called carbon copy on email?
It's an old school term, you know.
It's an old school, back in the day.
Paper days.
Back in the day. Back in the day. Sound like B.A. Baracus there. Back in the day. Or you can get me at the man.
At?
Rantradio.com.
That's right.
Very true.
Or you can ICQ me, and you want to be reminded of the show.
555.
1-555.
I fucked you up. What's your ICQ number?
You did it wrong.
555 what?
No, it's not 555.
Yes, it is. What is it?
That's like a movie telephone number.
No, it's not a movie telephone. What's your ICQ? 51-555-8.
Yeah, 51-555-8.
51-555-8. Or my ICQ number, which is...
don't do it. He'll change it again. He'll never get old.
I don't
He's
remember.
Never online anyway. Don't bother.
Oh, fuck you, cowboy.
Week,
fuck
maybe.
You, cowboy. Fuck all you assholes. Sean Kennedy's great, man. Just a new man to throw a hand grenade down for the rest of the natural life. Yeah. No, what is my skill? 1914959? You want to suck my ass? Who the hell's phoning?
Sweet.
Yeah, what the hell?
You have no show outline.
We have no show outline.
Hi, this is Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Porn on Beta.
Oh, hello, Porn on Beta. How are you doing?
Not too bad, except I can't get the show right now. I forgot the show was on.
You forgot
you
the show.
Suck.
You suck. The show is on.
I said it wasn't looking at the time was the problem. I know when the show was on. It's just I wasn't looking at what time it was.
You're just being lazy, weren't you?
But yeah, super lazy. Hurt day.
Do you have a cold?
Yes, I have a cold and allergies. Fun stuff.
Perfect.
Wow, this is some riveting shit. Did you have something to say or what?
Yeah, Well, I don't know if it's still relevant because I'm not listening, but I just phoned to tell Sim that I got a new P.O.B. song to send him.
Oh, excellent.
Well, send it right now. We'll play it live on the air.
Oh, we will we?
Well, yeah, sure. Why not?
You don't trust in that?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's the matter? You don't trust
Pornabita
stuff?
I totally trust
it. Well, then, if that's the case, then we better play this all-new song and don't buy the remix because it's got to be all-new.
It's been getting better and better each time.
What is it? Send it over.
What's it called?
Send it right now. It's called Crystal.
Crystal?
Right, you're talking to me about this. Oh, Porno Beta's playing.
Porno Beta's playing?
Very soon.
Oh, yeah?
2 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
3 weeks.
Where's that happening?
June 1st.
June 1st where?
It's at Metrotown.
Metrotown?
The Palladium, the arcade.
Oh, that's that big gaming fucking joint.
Big gaming place.
Right.
So if you want to get in on that, email me for details, info@rantradio.com.
Oh.
So you want to be there because you get to play games, too.
Hey, Porn on Beta, while I got you on the air,
yeah,
I got a question for you.
All right.
I have this idea, you see.
Uh-oh.
See, I had this idea, which is I wanted to do a rap song.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, though, I can't, like, I don't want you to go through all the effort of, like, writing music and then me trying to rap to it and then fucking it up. So what I was thinking is I was going to get some 4-4 time music or some different tempo music.
Just give us a BPM.
Yeah, and then I'll do, like, a rap thing to it, and then you guys could mix music to it afterwards. What do you think?
Sounds like a pretty decent idea. What BPM do you want of that, Sim?
I don't know. I figured you'd give me a bunch.
Fast or slow?
Well, I'll probably do a fast one.
Yeah, maybe a faster rap song. Not like a super Eminem kind of songer, but...
What, you don't think I'm talented?
I don't know. I was going to say, we don't want to push them too hard, so I'll give them, 110 beats per minute.
110? Okay. We're walking in at 110.
Yeah, 110. What is that? A beat every second?
Well, that's faster than you think, Ben.
Yeah, it's faster than you think. Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. It's just an idea. I thought it would be cool, you know? I could get all jiggy with it and shit. It'd be...
Okay. I'll make a 110 bass
line. Yeah, do that.
Track for
and
you.
And I could just do some stuff and record it over top and make
we'll
it down.
And we'll throw it out to the crowds, too. We'll give them
the bass line, yeah. And once I record the rap to the bass line, they can mix their own music. What the hell?
Yeah, the crowd can mix the music, too.
Song by numbers.
Yeah, song by... Paint by numbers.
T-Night, you've never heard me rap. Don't shake your head.
Never heard you rap.
Yeah, you have heard me rap, but Porn on Beta's heard me rap, which I rap not bad.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, there you go. I liked it. Okay, well, anything else you want to say or what?
Well, I got to chat right now, but Steve, you want me to send it to multimedia?
Yeah, multimedia, please.
Okay, it'll be about 10 minutes.
Ten minutes it is.
Will do.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, the real Sean Shady, please stand up. All right, so if you want to, let's play that thing that DJ O-Drive makes, because that guy's got real skills.
So if you want to start making music, it's 110 BPM. Well, we'll give you the vocals.
That even rhymed. See, you're a rap star.
I was.
You want to start making music, it's 110 BPM.
I was.
Now and then.
This one's called Radio. It's a soft trance mix by DJ Ojai.
A soft trance mix?
That's what it says. All I'm doing is reading it.
Really?
I haven't even heard it.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so brave.
I am brave.
You are
We're
brave.
Playing music without even hearing it.
All right, here we go.
We do trust DJ Ojai.
You're on rantradio.com. Let's do it like we do on the Discover.
Wait a minute, I hate that fucking music.
And then I come to the realization that because I listen to the radio, the music that's playing there is being ingrained into my subconscious, and I realize that, wait a minute, I've never liked this music. I hate all this music. This music sucks ass. Repeat it on you because it's constantly repeated. Repeat it on you because it's constantly repeated. Repeat it on you because it's constantly repeated. Repeat it on you because it's constantly repeated.
because it's being constantly repeated on you. Repeated, repeated, repeated on you. Because it's constantly repeated, repeated, repeated on you. Because it's constantly repeated on you, you have to like it. After a while, you just get it and it's forced into your head and you can't get rid of these fucking songs by the Backstreet Boys and Britney fucking Spears and all these other asshole boy-girl groups that just licked. Backstreet Boys licked. Give me a fucking break. Britney fucking Spears licked. I know the songs because they're force-fed into my fucking head. I can almost give you the goddamn track order. Repeated on you. Repeated, repeated, repeated on you. Because it's constantly repeated, repeated, repeated on you. Because it's constantly repeated. Backstreet Boys lit. Britney fucking Spears lit. Repeated on you. Repeated, repeated, repeated on you. Because it's constantly repeated, repeated, repeated on you. Because it's constantly repeated. Every now and again, you get on the one fucking radio station, you get like one song every 3 fucking months as a tidbit that you actually care about the song. You're like, oh, I really like this song. And then, like, a moron, you call in and you're like, oh, could you play that song again, please? I just want to hear it one more time. Because you have to hear a good song because they're force feeding the shit on you. I know the latest Pearl Jam songs. Do I want to know the latest Pearl Jam songs? No. I fucking hate Pearl Jam. I hate them.
Oh, Jeremy's
back. You know, give me a fucking break. But I know the songs because they're force fed into my fucking head. I can almost give you the goddamn track order. I don't need this fucking information. I really like this song. Could you play that song again, please? I just want to hear it one more time. Boy girl group lit. Backstreet Boys lit. Britney fucking Spears lit. Why are you shocked at me? I am the fucking man.
Broadcasting since January 1999, you're listening to Rant Radio.
All right, oh fucking done. Let me do on the Discovery Channel. That's so fucking cool. I love you guys, man.
The
you
outro is so awesome.
Shit. Yeah, very, very cool outro. I like that. And when they do that shit where they pull the music back and then they slam it back in, that's like really cool stuff. Very, very sly. DJ O'Jive, you are the rocker. You are like heavy, heavy rocking here. You're like, oh my God, the guy's like way out of control. He's like so out of control. The guy's like, I don't know, Billy Bishop meets Billy Banks and Tybo. Like, the guy's just nuts.
The official remix.
He is, yeah. Oh.
Make more music.
Yeah.
Make more remixes.
Make more music. Make some hard-edged shit. Make some, like Cobalt 60 kind of stuff. I wish I hadn't been chosen as a bringer of omens. You know, like some of that kind of stuff.
Oh, Jean-Luc Rock.
Prophecy. You know, it'd be great.
Prophecy.
That's a great song. Yeah, actually, that's a good album to get. If you haven't got that one, you should pick up the Prophecy soundtrack. Yeah. The old...
video game.
The old video game.
That's kind of funny.
Hello. Tar War! Holy cow! I know who that is.
Are you ready to... Your mind being blown once again, Sean.
Shut up. What have they done? What have they done? Oh, my God. The internet server. Server, bless me.
What have they done now?
What have they done now?
Okay, I posted it in the IRC for everyone to slow down Mr. Echo server. These are Sean Kennedy magic cards.
Get the fuck out of my world. You're not serious.
I am totally serious. And they were done by Neuralize. And there's mine. Summon Leet Vagan. Takes
that's fucking rad.
6 green mana. And Sim eats all of the forest mana.
Except for those owned by his owner.
So you put in 2 mana and
there's less advertising in the ads and the songs you're hearing.
Well, they actually quoted me.
That's really awesome.
Thanks, Neuralize. And Mecha. Mechanical Death.
This is fucking sex.
And it has Trample, gets +5/+5 when Sean Kennedy is present, and a +3/+3 when a Wog is present.
This is nuts.
Fleet Quad PPCs on it.
That's holy shit.
6/6 character. What was I? 7/7.
You're a 7/7 character. You're
nice.
You're hard to deploy, but once you're out there.
And Sean.
Sean Kennedy, first strike. I'm 3 white mana. How does that work? Summon internet radio god. First strike. As soon as Sean Kennedy's play, all Scientologists with Scientologists are removed from game. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. And I'm an 11/11 game card.
Very powerful.
Big finger. Summon internet radio god. I'm a dirty radio god. We're gonna be naughty vampire internet radio gods.
What the hell? And this is...
Wog! Summon Neuralize! When any Wog is on the battlefield, save time. At the same time, Sean Kennedy receives a ++6. Wog! Neuralize, you look strangely like me.
And he's a 5/5 character.
He is a 5/5 character. And Scientology! Fucking shaw! Black mana. Summon brainwashing ass clown. After Scientology just put in play, every turn he takes away 1 life from all mana from his owner. L. Ron Hubbard never predicted the internet, so the cult has no policy to handle it. Senior.net.
00.
Oh my god.
That's so good.
Oh, that's... How do you fuck with that? God damn, guys.
Isn't that awesome?
That's the coolest shit ever. That is so sly.
These people have such good ideas.
You know what we should do? We should create a Rant Radio internet card game.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
There's a card game fucking nutbag. Do that. That's just...
Go nuts.
Especially with, you know, the colon clown munching, you know, psychos of the Scientology world.
Oh, I love that card.
You know, that's great. With John Travolta with the really heavy Isaac Asimov sprouts going on, trying to look hard. Like, he's got math hair and, like, a badass goatee like Vincent Price. Like, fuck off. Guy's such a clown. Look at you. Took my personality test. How about you take some cover? Seriously, I just cannot handle those people. Oh, my God. We're hiring for what? An intergalactic pinhead?
How much do you pay? No. You pay us.
You know, it's really funny. We're going to wait till the next big gathering and get together. People are going to show up and get me so fucking rip-roaring drunk, and they will follow me. Because you know what happens when I get drunk? You know what happens when I get drunk? I do some evil shit when I get drunk. I like light shit on fire. I'm like, yeah, let's do that stuff. Ooh. We're going to play some halftime music, and I'm going to tell you about my newest cool thing I found. I found a cool thing.
Really?
So here's some halftime music. Check this out. What do you got first? What do you got first?
What's the first song you got?
Where's the first song, Sim? You're so
fucking Disturbed.
Is it so Disturbed?
It's so Disturbed.
This is very cool.
They named the band Disturbed.
It's so Disturbed. It's way out of control. Then we got the second song after that.
Down with the sickness.
Down with the... Wah! It's awesome. Okay, play that shit. And then I'll be back in a second. I've got the coolest thing ever.
Because I got two songs or just one?
Yeah, no, play both songs.
And then
both
we got
songs.
Belford, Acid Christ, rockin' band.
Oh, BAC, baby. It's all about the goodness. Yeah, boom, boom, me love you, Lord. Shut up, bitch. You like it. All right, just play the first song. Play the first
Fun
fucking
with
song.
Drugs.
First fucking song.
We'll be right back. Turn your back on a person, but never turn your back on a drug, especially when it's waving a razor-sharp hunting knife in your eye.
You're listening to the best industrial on the net. You're listening to Ranch Radio.
That's the only cool thing in that entire Disturbed song, actually, is that wah! That's like, I can't even do it. I analyze that shit. That wah! That's like the best sound. That was a pretty good one. Wah! I should incorporate that into like some rants or something like
what?
That. I was sitting there in a chair just going, wah! When all of a sudden, with no warning, in came the Scientologist. They were saying, hey, you should take this personality test. And I said, no, fuck you, cowboy. Fuck all you assholes. And several other Full Metal Jacket quotes. I'm your senior drill instructor. From now on, the first and last filthy letters out of your mouth will be WOG. Do you maggots understand that? WOG, yes, WOG! You know it. Yes, Arlie Ermey is our WOG training instructor. He will instruct you in the ways of operating your mecha so that he, too, can show you what is needed in the conquest of space and time into the routing and destruction of Scientology. Yes, we need to make sure that WOG mecha is perfectly trained. This is my mecha. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My mecha is my best friend. It is my life. I must master it as I master my life. I must learn my mecha straight and true. I must use my mecha better than the Scientologist who is trying to kill me. That's right, because Scientologists are trying to kill you kids. Yes, tell everyone you know that Scientologists are, in fact, bad. Yes, they're very bad. Very, very bad. Do you ever notice that, actually, I sound a lot like a really aggressive Max Headroom when I've had just a couple of drinks?
Yeah, a little bit, huh?
Catch the wave. Wog. Rosser. You know? Again, gun, and again.
And again. Again.
And again, gun. I tell... You know what I'd like to have? I'd like to dress up like a Sketchy from the Dark Crystal and wander around from door to door. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Joel...
Making the freakiest noise ever.
Oh, fuck. It's just that... Mm-hmm. Please? Take test, please? Mm-hmm. Sketchy's were the shit. Like, who thought up Sketchy? What word is that, eh?
It's a good name.
And not only that, they probably got the coolest skeleton in the world. $1 million Ray Radio dollars for a Sketchy skeleton. Come on, that'd be some cool shit.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what were the guys called that were not Sketchies? Remember the guys that were like half Sketchies and half the other guys?
Oh, I don't know.
As long as I told somebody to tune in tonight for the first time.
Now you're regretting it, aren't you?
Ooh, yaka! Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh,
cool,
yeah.
Stuff.
Cool fucking shit. Man, did I ever find a cool thing the other day. Walking down the street. Me and the professor. Professor's got the video camera. And we're kind of, because, you know, I've got a cameraman with me just about everywhere I go. Professor's getting better with wielding that video camera, too. He's got to learn to keep that camera on ready, snap, whir, because, like, if he doesn't wait too long, like, Sim's got that shit down. He's at Burning Man. He knows that if I'm awake,
whoop,
shit is happening. Okay.
Shit
everywhere I go,
happening.
I just cause shit to happen. That's why Basic Black gave me a call.
Basic Black.
Basic
That's
Black
a new
from
name?
The CBC.
Oh.
CBC, like the CBC.
Is that a show or
it's a show on CBC, and they want me to talk to them about Mel's Hole. And I'm like, is that a website? You know, melshole.com.
That's awful.
Come see what we can fit in Mel's Hole.
Oh, my God.
Mel, the cook on Alice. Hole. Well, there's a fetish site for you. No. Trotsky goes, what the hell is going on? I don't know. I
don't understand.
Quick, get down. Who's in charge here? Ain't you? Anyway, no,
I
but
thought you was.
I thought you was. I thought you were in charge. Holy cow. What the hell's going on? What were we talking about? Oh, yes.
That's right. We're talking about cool shit.
I was walking down the road with Scotty.
You're jumping all over the place.
I am fucking skipping. All you people who can't keep up, get the fuck out of the way. I'm telling you. Hey, all you logs, you don't like it, step aside or be consumed. Logger Murdoch coming through. That's how you can tell who's been in shape and who's been listening to Rant Radio long enough. Because if they listen to the entire What the Hell archives, they will not have a problem with this.
No, they'll be all caught up.
They'll be like, no problem, Sean. I'm with you, buddy. I'm getting the nosebleed right now. Come on, baby. Turn it up.
They'll also be very, very insane.
What? What? Our fans are not insane. They are fucking well. Their Thetan count is right there.
What's that noise?
What is it? What the? Where's that coming from? Seriously.
1 second.
Hang on.
1 second.
Hang on. We'll fix this. Just 1 sec.
Da-da-da.
Fuck, you're so fired, man. Where's this static coming from? Is that, Okay, hang, is that my mic?
Let me check. Let me turn down the mics. Wait 1 second. No, it's not the mics.
Where the fuck? Okay.
What?
Okay. What happened there?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh,
it went away.
Okay.
It's gone.
Maybe that was like one of those experimental noise kind of things that they had going on there. I don't know.
If it comes back, I'll check it in some more, but it's not here.
People are like, gas leak, run! Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was. That's messed up. Oh, well.
Just some static or something.
Yeah, something came over there.
I don't know how computers would make static.
Yeah, that doesn't really make sense.
I don't know.
Oh, well, like whatever. TV, what were you talking about? Right channel. It was Xenu. Good point.
Yeah, Xenu's attacking us.
Xenu! That's fucked up. Okay, where were we talking about? We were talking
cool
about
stuff.
Cool stuff. Right, I was walking down the road with Professor Scott Harker.
Back to the road.
Back to the road. Back to the road.
Is this a long journey? You're walking down.
We're walking down the road. So there I was, walking down the road. And, got to be more dynamic, Sean. I'll fight the static. It'll fight the static.
Who's up for fighting the static?
What the hell was I talking about? Oh, yes, walking down the road. I was walking down the road. That's Professor Scott Carter. We're walking along. We see this.
Did he have a camera?
Yeah, he did. You're trying to make me repeat myself.
So you're walking down the road.
Where time becomes a loop. And,
A loop.
Over to the right-hand side, we see this dune buggy on this trailer. Now, the dune buggy's pretty rat-bagged, okay? Like, the engine's all fucked on it. Everything's all, like, just completely bitched.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm just like, whoa, that's some interesting shit. So I go up, and this dude comes driving out of the driveway in his car.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, he's got no shirt on. He's got the ripped blue jeans happening, you know what I'm saying?
The type of guy who would have a dune buggy.
And he's like, oh, hey. And I'm like, is this your dune buggy? He goes, yeah, yeah. I said, how much do you want for it? He goes, oh, I'll take you about, $700. It comes with a trailer. So I'm talking to him for a bit, and he goes, yeah, it needs a rebuild. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm, like, talentless when it comes to that kind of relaying.
Why wouldn't
kind of stuff? I mean, that's...
Why would it come with a trailer? Wouldn't dune bugging be like, woo, you're all over the place, stuff would fly out the trailer?
No, you fucking moron. You have to put the dune buggy on a trailer. You can't drive a dune buggy down the street. It's a trailer for the dune buggy.
I thought it was towing a trailer.
That would be some fat shit. But anyway, so we're talking to a couple of them, and she goes, oh, well, if you like, I got another one. And I said, really?
A better one?
And he goes, yeah. So he takes us inside his yard. Now, this guy was some shit. No word of a lie. He's got a house that's like uber burned out shack, okay? And he's got like welding shit everywhere. And he lives sort of half in the house and half in this 40-foot trailer he's got, like a truck trailer.
Okay.
And what he does is he's just been welding shit his whole life. Now, and his major thing is he takes like the ass ends of like 56 Cadillacs and stuff.
Yeah.
And he turns them into couches. So you press a button. Yeah, seriously. And the trunk opens up and this couch thing pops out of the fucking... Yeah, it was crazy. We got it on film. It's fucking nuts. You should see
this
thing.
Really weird.
Oh, man. It was fucking cool. So I was just like, wow, that's really sly. And he's showing me all this shit. And then he brings us around to this purple dune buggy.
Yeah.
and it's got an 1800cc engine, and we jump inside this thing, and he takes me for a rip in it around a field.
Cool.
And I'm here to tell you, this has got 4x4ing beat hands down. Because you're not jerking around at all, right? You're just like, you're just floating across this stuff, man. Dune buggies are the shit. Dune buggies are the bomb. Like, I would have loved to have gotten, like, my hands on a dune buggy, but dune buggies just fucking, oh, God, they're cool.
You talked about those before. You've always wanted one.
Oh, fuck, do I ever. And what I want is a Chenworth fast attack vehicle. Tarwar, post that Chenworth fast attack vehicle, motherfucker. He knows what I'm talking about. Yes, a Chenworth, also called ninja cars by those nasty Iraqi people who we shot. Chenwick Bueller. I don't know, really. But it's very, very cool. I'm here to tell you, man, dune buggies are the shit. And then I was thinking, you know, what if I had, like, a... What if I went to Saskatchewan? Okay, what if I went to Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
And I bought a huge chunk of land in Saskatchewan.
Okay.
And then held, like, my own Burning Man...
Sure as hell, there's a lot of land in Saskatchewan.
Well, I could hold, like, my own Burning Man in Saskatchewan.
Yes.
A rant radio flea market Burning Man, where we sell nothing but illegal wares and stolen phone shit and, like, satellite, Reline, SATCOM, and, like, ninja tools, and, like, we'd, like, I don't know, we'd buy, like, Gurkhas and shit.
You keep the secret now.
Yeah. Well, no, we'd sell it. We'd like, you know, publish it, and for a wall, we put a big wall, and we had the wall out of crushed cars. I think it'd be a good idea. I think I got off topic of the dune buggy. But anyway.
I think so.
The dune buggy was cool. Fuck, we took this dune buggy out. Man, was that ever a good time?
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, it was, there's Tara. The town, Towns on Toyland. Toyland, Chenworth. He posted the toy version of it.
Chenworth. Oh.
Well, you got that's it there.
Oh. That's like the ultimate dune buggy?
Oh, my God.
Hellfire.
These things are the... oh, God. They're so sexy. I so want one. And actually, that company has just been recently came out with a remote control dune buggy.
Like full-size remote control.
Yeah, for for the... apparently, I was reading about that.
Super sweet.
Super sweet, full-size. So for the doing the whole we're going to kill you and not be there thing.
That's always fun.
Yeah, they like that shit.
War's going to escalate to just robots fighting robots.
Yeah, which would be cool. You know, I'd be into robot
wars. Our robots are bigger than your robots.
You betcha. And what's the eventuality of that? Mecha, you bet, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
More mecha is good mecha. And after all, what the hell? I mean, you gotta have enough mecha there.
So, what about this CBC thing? What do they want? They just want
oh,
to
Oh, yeah,
come
yeah,
in?
This is from when I went down to when I went down looking for Mel's Hole. Not the diner, the actual hole. This is the Art Bell Mel's Hole. Well, that ain't right. And, what it is that they, because they think we're objective, right? Because I was all down there talking about, you know, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, I was all, so I guess they want to talk to me. What do you think?
How did they hear about it? Like, just saw it in the paper?
Well, they talked to the guys at Seattle Times.
Oh, okay.
Because newspapers follow me the fuck around. Why? Because I make shit happen.
Or
that's
make shit up.
Well, you know, what do you want? You know, that's the only reason I do it. Is just find shit, think it up, and go do it.
Yep.
Everybody listening to the show, oh, we should do this. Everybody posts in the RC, I should go do that. I could do that. But they don't.
Guess what? Sean does.
Yeah. All I do the same thing you do. Only thing is, I actually do what I say I'm going to do. Oh. Incidentally, you want to hear something really sly? I should mention Tarwar.
Yeah.
If he decides to post his actual name in the RC, this is kind of a cool story. Tarwar's a good buddy of mine who we sent away to Himalayan Imports, that fine, fine site I was talking about before. People can post it. And we got him a Tarwar. More than that, we got a Tarwar and we had it like blessed to his name and a whole bunch of shit like that and sent that out to him. So he's
nice.
Yeah,
I saw it. It was
shit.
Beautiful.
He was the shit. And, oh, man, making a, neuralized, I'm making a Chenworth Magic the Gathering card now.
Just keep adding to the
set. Oh, yeah, we gotta get that. We gotta change the Magic the Gathering. It's gotta be something else. Not Magic the Gathering, it's gotta be Wog the Gathering. Turn the M upside down. There you go.
There you go. No M's, just W's.
Magic Wog the Gathering. Magic Wog. It works. But, yeah, Tarwar. Tarwar's the shit. Anyway, so that was cool. So we sent that out to him, and he really digs it.
Yep.
Because we love Tarwar. We miss you, Tarwar.
Tarwar.
Come back, Tarwar. What were we talking about?
The CBC
Mel's
so
holding.
They contacted you.
Yeah, they phoned me.
Yeah.
They said, hey, we want to talk to you. So we
live
were playing.
Or
I don't know. I messed up. It's going to be live. So I've got to I've got to shoot with them.
My people and we'll
Oh well, your people call my people and then our people will mate and then after the offspring we'll talk and it'll be a lot of fun. Don't you worry about it. You bet. So very very cool.
They want to interview about the organization or Mel's Hole.
Well, Para, the oncoming organization of Para, of which you know people are designing the website for right now as we speak. Very true. Professor Scott Harker, also known as a professor in the IRC tonight. He is one of the major players in Para. If you'd like to get the professor will post his email address in the IRC, and he will be
happy.
How about
his ICQ number?
His ICQ number will work, too. Quickly, dispatch the professor's ICQ number.
1-1-8-3-7-4-0-0-9.
Wow, that's a long ICQ
number. It is. He just signed up recently, I guess. He's not very lead.
That's crazy. He's not very lead. Ah!
So you can talk to him about all kinds of stuff.
But I'm here to tell you, dude buggies are the shit.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get me a dune buggy. And I seriously, what I've been thinking about that kind of stuff, man. I've been thinking, Sim loves it when I say, I've been thinking about this. People love that shit when I say, I'm thinking about this. I'd like to do more meat space stuff. Like, you know.
Get out and meet the people. Shake some babies.
No, not just in the city, because who wants to go out in the city? Oh, we're going to meet down at the library.
Again?
Where we're going to play D&D for 2.5 hours. Come and meet Sean. It'll be a lot of fun.
He'll sign
you. Know? That's cool. That's what I was thinking about, that that going to Saskatchewan and doing that shit.
Yeah.
You can't establish link. Retard.
I know.
But,
I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know.
Porno Beta can't send the music. We'll have to listen to it next week or something.
Oh, well. I think you're lying.
No, I rebooted ICQ, and you still can't do it. Like, fuck, it won't let me send one. Grab it in my shared folder. Oh, I'll do that.
Okay, go to a shared folder. Quickly, to the shared folder. Oh, yeah, no, seriously, I was thinking about it. I was down at the flea market this weekend. I picked up these really cool little camera mounts, tripod mounts.
Oh, yeah.
They're obvious things, so I can, like, rub my nipples. And I was checking that out, and that was very, very cool. And yeah, and Ocean, let's go to the sanctuary. No, dude, keep up, all right? No, seriously. All right? It's,
Again?
No. What I want to do is, like I was saying, I was looking at the flea market. And you know what? That's the future. What if you had, like, a big festival that was, like, Burning Man meets a flea market meets, like, pirate wares? And more than that, you know, you can get those little radios from, like, Radio Shack and shit like that. You ever see those one? They're, like, little CB radios. They got, like, a 2-mile range.
Oh, yeah,
like
the
Cobra radios.
Yeah.
What if we were to broadcast rant radio on those?
At this thing?
No, just period.
Well, for 2 miles, everyone in Tawasin can hear rant radio.
Yeah, that's right. But then people could put a repeater up and set up their radio to repeat it.
They could, yes.
And then you could, like, create, like, this little subnet. I mean, that would be really kind of cool, don't you think?
That would work, actually.
It would suck, Sean. Trotsky goes, trust me, it would suck.
It would suck.
He says it would suck.
It'll suck. Not going to listen to that. It was just a thought. I mean, I thought it might be useful, but never mind. Everyone shoots my fucking ideas down.
Just trying to be subversive here.
Nobody listens to me anymore. Oh, my God. Oh, I guess it's just simply because their store has more presence than I do. But anyway.
So what's what else is happening?
Well, there was Mel's whole thing, and then there was... right! Opera trivia.
What the hell's that about?
Fuck, this was messed up. This made me think of... I was listening to CBC the other day, right? Because every once in a while, you know, you listen to the radio, and you can only handle so much. Britney fucking Spears! And you just, you know, you start to wig out. So I slapped it over to the CBC, and the CBC in Canada, for those Canadian Broadcasting Council, or whatever the fuck it's called, okay, they play nothing but classical music.
Most part, yeah.
And they had these people, no word of a lie, they were like 60-plus, okay? And they were all these opera junkies, okay, like hardcore, pardon me, opera junkies. And they're sitting there, and what they were doing was that listeners were sending in questions, like weird-ass questions like, can you name this opera? And they'll play like 4 bars from the opera, like, and these fucking old biddies were getting this shit. I was, like, impressed. I was impressed by this. These people were just, like, totally in there nailing this stuff. And I'm like, wow.
What were the prizes? The opera?
No. They were just old people who were just doing it for shits and giggles. It's exactly the same thing as what we do.
Yeah.
Almost exactly the same thing. We're like, dude, you know, you're pretty, like, this guy knows his shit. These people were like opera camis. Okay, these guys were down. Hey, you want to make another Magic the Gathering card? You have to make a Tarwar card. Go to Himalayan Imports, make a Tarwar, and make it as a magical device, as a WOG weapon. When your WOG is equipped with a Tarwar, Jaguar, they have like an extra plus two versus Scientology or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that. we need a Tarwar card. What else we need? We need a Ronin Sariet card. That's what we need.
There you go.
Go to the What the Hell Archives. Get a Ronin Sariet because, you know, if Ronin Sariet's deployed on the battlefield.
Professor card.
Yeah, a Professor card would be handy. We need one of those because against all dark mana, that'd be cool. What else is there? I'm just trying to think of what else. Oh, doesn't really matter. But anyway, back to the opera card. It was just fucking mental what these people were doing. And it made me think, you know, how much we actually have in common. Because no matter what kind of person you are, no matter what kind of...
You mean the listeners?
Yeah, well, not just the listeners, but how much we have in common with so many different sub-music groups. Like, for example, just listening to these old people, you know, like, we don't be maybe into opera, T-Night's into opera. But, I mean, that was, like, really... really cool.
T-Night showed me a picture of himself today.
Oh, yeah?
With, like, no beard. He was in a suit and tie. He was like, he doesn't look threatening at all.
Really?
It was really funny.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah, very handy.
Because you have to be able to
blend in.
Oh, yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah, very, very cool. Very, very
Ain't
cool.
Ain't talk dessert in a while.
Ain't you talking me neither. Summon gum tape flunky.
Oh, some people ordered those Sean Kennedy.
Oh yeah, we need a smokehouse card. No shit.
Yeah, with this, smokehouse card.
We need it's not a smokehouse card. It's the $6 million smokehouse.
Yeah,
that's what we need. We need a $6 million smokehouse.
In his wheelchair.
In a wheelchair. What we gotta do is get the
Uber
guy.
Powered
we gotta get the guy from Goon Squad. The dude who did the really sexy ass comic books. Was that Goon Squad?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we need him. We need
it. But...
Oh, well, who is he? What's his name? Fuck, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, dude. You're probably listening.
I'll get it
I'm
in one
fucking
second.
Your
Id
name
Fungus.
Up.
Id Fungus.
Is it Id Fungus?
Yeah.
Id Fungus has got to do some sexy ass. $6 million smokehouse. Just think, you know, this crippled dude in a wheelchair with, like, all the James Bond shit going on. Yeah, because you got to have that stuff. You got to have that stuff, man. You got to have that stuff. Oh, there's a picture of Ken Shaver.
Is that his picture?
I think so.
I'm going to it now.
Oh, my God.
You see?
You know, that's like that. This is so anticlimactic. It's like the end of like 8mm, where the guy takes off the mask and you see it's Dilbert. It's the same thing. It's Rona Templar Knight. You know, takes off the Jason mask and there's TK. No,
Hi.
That's not TK.
Hi.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
That's not him.
That's not TK.
Can't be.
TK is evil. He's evil.
That's
anyone who want to see real TK? Smokehouse, post that link to that fucking download of TK in space. You know what TK looks like? TK is the shit. TK is a fucking living, breathing death machine. He's death to all logs. Do not taunt TK, for he's mighty. He will smote you. Oh, Lord. You are so big. So absolutely
I
good.
Smote thee down.
I'm here to tell you. I mean, TK is so cool. The guy's, like, cooler than the cheese shops get from Much Better.
He's that cool.
And that's pretty fucking cool. Okay, so what else?
Giant frog card, yes.
What's that? Oh, giant toad.
Giant toad.
Giant toad card. We need that. Yeah, we gotta get the card game going. And, instead of mana, what do we gotta have? We'd have to have real world. Wasn't there an internet card game? I mean, if there was like a cyberpunk card game.
Oh, there probably was.
Yeah, no, there was. I remember there was a cyberpunk card game. We should find that.
Magic the Gathering can make $1 billion. Why can't everyone jump on the bandwagon?
Well, because they copyrighted card games and put all of them out of business. No, I'm serious. They did.
They own card games.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. That's what they did. It was like nuts. It was, Neuralize, what's a Tarwar? Tarwar is a type of sword. It's an Indian-based sword. It's actually older than a katana.
It's
very,
how
very cool.
It sounds. It's spelled how it sounds. Is so people can find it. T-A-R-W-A-R. I know that person.
Yes, I was vampire this morning. Without gun tape.
No gun tape.
Look at scary VTM. Yeah, whatever.
There's,
what's that guy's name? Lodor?
Yes,
Lodor is the toad under my house. Now, this is true. Okay, everyone says I mentioned Lodor before. See, I had this idea for my writing, you see, is that, I write a lot of horror. And everyone's like, let us read your books. Fuck off. They suck. I'm not playing them. No, but seriously, And I had this character that was a mage that was this giant toad that lived in the middle of the Yucatan swamp named Lodor.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
If Yoda can be a magic person.
Wait, son, Yoda doesn't have magic, you fucking Luddite. Yoda, okay, Yoda's an ass kicker. Don't fuck with Yoda. Apparently, in Attack of the Clones, the gayest title ever.
Attack of the Killer Clones from Outer Space.
Yes. Ah! Yeah. Oh, look, clones. But apparently, Yoda's like, oh, laying the smackdown. Which... I'm hoping that Yoda does, because,
oh yeah,
I mean, there's nothing funnier than a little dude with big ears fucking
crunking. So a Muppet.
You know,
swinging the saber.
You know, because if they can make, like, you want Yoda leading the Nazgul. That's what I want. You know, come on. We all want Yoda leading the Nazgul.
Who's the Nazgul?
Who's the Nazgul?
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings?
Me.
Lord of the Rings? Ring Wraiths?
Oh, okay.
The coolest guys in Lord of the Rings? Actually, not really. Christopher Lee was the coolest guy. I don't know. Coolest guy in Lord of the Rings? That elf was kicking some fucking fine ass in Lord of the Rings.
Oh. That
elf
was
like,
awesome.
I'm all about, I'm all like, pardon me while I bow fuck you at about 6,000 yards. Like, I'm going to make a shot in the dark balancing under complete cover. Like, let me, give me the fucking Middle Earth role playing. Like, yeah, I'm just going to upward crit and just keep on spiraling up. Yeah, the dice are loaded. Here we go. That was just a maniac. Maniac, brainiac, quick as a game.
I'm the lyrical Jesse James.
Yeah, that's the one.
I got
weird news headlines and stories.
Devo, we put subliminal messages in TV commercials.
No shit, at least you admit it.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, wireless flash. If you're wearing blue jeans right now, blame Devo.
They did music for Blue Jeans, and in the music that they put in, they put subliminal messages, the uniform of the proletariat.
Oh, my God!
In the
somebody tell me what a proletariat is.
Yeah, somebody post the definition.
What the fuck's a proletariat?
In a cartoon, a song they did for a cartoon, they put in question authority.
Question authority.
In the lyrics. And in a cereal commercial, they put, sugar is bad for you. So these are, like, awesome messages.
So Devo's like, I'll be in, now that's what it is.
Being subversive.
To go Devo.
That's the way to do it.
Devo's the shit.
Well,
you know
those
what?
Hats, how can you go wrong?
I was supposed to name some people tonight, and I don't have my stuff with me, so I can't name them tonight. So they'll be named next week. Dun, 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 so sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Terrible start.
But we're not going to be able to do that. What was this? Oh my God! Another wireless Quake thing here posted.
That's what I put.
Oh, I just clicked on your link.
Yes.
Well, I think I'm starting to peak now, Al. Okay. Anyway. You're free to broadcast this in any way, shape, or form you see forth. We're just going to wrap this up here tonight because, you know what? I've actually been on for an hour and a little bit. And I'm starting to lose my high. So,
Coming down, as promised,
this was a little bit more of a fun show. I wanted to have a fun show and let you guys know that, yes, I'm still alive and I'm still doing my crazy shit. You know what I actually did?
What's that?
You know what I did recently? I think
recently?
It was on a Wednesday.
What'd you do?
I got hired in a fucking kite and watched all 13 episodes of Max Headroom.
That would be interesting.
Oh, man, it was great. Fantastic.
I can't pay attention when I'm high.
What?
I'm like...
Well, you just get lost in it. You're there.
Yeah, you do. I know.
Happy
you...
sky clearance. You know, it's a good time. It's a good time. You got to get in there.
That was an amazing episode.
Shit. Which, oh, Max Headroom. They're rebroadcasting it. Check TV.
Watch Max Headroom.
Oh.
It'll blow your mind.
Oh,
like,
considering it came out in 1985.
This was 20 years ago?
1985. Like,
wow.
Can you believe it? Dude, like.
Can't wait till they're released on DVD. That'd
no
be so
kidding.
Cool.
No kidding, man. I swear to God. You know what's really fucked up? I'm wondering why Sony's always trying to make ADO look like these, like, really shitty 1970s robots. They should make them look like, you know, American McGee's Alice in Wonderland extras. You know? That's what I want. I don't want fucking, I am Robo Boy. Fuck that. I want the rat. You know, that's what I want. I want that as my robot. Fuck yeah.
Lots of sharp edges.
I mean, that'd be some good shit.
That turns into a ball and rolls down the hallway.
You know? You know, seriously, be like the Shrike. Like, do not fuck with the Shrike. But anyway, so you're free.
Wrapping it up here.
Wrapping it up.
Wrapping it
up. Rewrapping. We are, you are, we are,
where are
we? We are all together.
Yeah.
You're free to broadcast this. You're free to put this on little Cobra radios and send it out so it sounds like big pieces of poo. You're free to do whatever you like with this. You can do whatever you like. And you're free to download DJ Ogive stuff because that'll be on the FTP. If you'd like to get in touch with us or have an idea for broadcasting or whatever, you can get a hold of Sumerian at info@rantradio.com. Or if you'd like to send comments to me like, Sean, be drunk more often, more on the show. The shows are more fun that way. You can get me at theman@rantradio.com. And that'll be a lot of fun. Special shouts out tonight. I'd like to spend a special shout out to CyberTech. Because I haven't forgotten about you. You're not dead. Things are just very, very busy for me right now. Please forgive me.
Oh, you have to phone him.
Shut up.
You have to phone
anybody. Well, why break a good schedule?
That's right.
I've phoned him since I got back.
Just keep on that.
What? Oh, here we are. Proletariat. Noun. Working class. A class of wage-earning workers in society. Class of industrial wage earners, a Marxist theory. Class of industrial workers whose only asset is the labor they sell to the employer. Dun, 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 dun.
Proletariat.
Kind of scary. Don't you fucking poke me, VTM. I rip your whole fucking arm off. What did they do? What's the deal with that? Why do they poke people in the NRC? Where's that come
Wake
from?
Them up. I don't know.
VTM pokes
them. Show that they care.
You know, what the fuck? I mean, that's just bizarre. Oh, well. Yeah, Sean, a box of wine. God damn it, I find some good wine.
Yeah?
Fuck, did I find some
good wine thing?
I was at the wine festival. Dude, I found the fattest wine on the planet.
What kind of wine?
Okay, first of all, here's something that our listeners can get. You got to get some Chaucer's Mead, because Professor and I got into that shit at 11% after I set up my Wi-Fi network. Yeah, Sean's Wi-Fi at the house, baby. Running a Linksys Wi-Fi 4 port and a little D-Link card, so I'm Wi-Fi. So if you're near my particular grid, you'd be able to jump online. No, and
hacked
no time.
Right in.
Yeah, you betcha. I have no problem with that. Why not? Everybody should be supporting Wi-Fi, man. It'd be fucking sweet. But anyway, where was I going with that?
Wine.
Wine, yes, there's wine. Chaucer's Mead. Go look it up. Find it online. Whatever. Post a link. It's very good shit. Cybertech set me up with that. But this other wine, I don't know where it is, but we're going to have to find it. Uh-huh. But if I bring it, you'll have to drink some.
Sure.
Okay. You have to drink it on ice.
It's that good.
It's
on
a
ice.
On ice. It's a Muscat. I don't like fucking regular red wines. That shit sucks ass. It's got to be like dessert wines.
Okay.
Dessert wines you serve sweet. On ice with a slice of lemon. It's an aperitif. Oh, fuck, sweet. Is it ever sweet. Yeah. No. I don't like red wines or dry wines. That shit, whatever. Besides, dessert wines beat the living rat fuck out of you the next morning. So it's a lot better. A lot better, baby. Okay, guys, so that's it for this week's show. Just thought I'd give you a quick shout-out. Hope you had fun for the hour and a bit that I was on.
Yeah.
And sorry we were late. Sorry. Why were we late? I was getting drunk, and you were doing what?
I was doing a porn on beta thing.
Yeah.
For that show on June 1st.
Which you want to go to.
You bet you do. Side by side.
Side by side.
Yeah, you want to go to it. Pornonbeta.com. Get the details.
You betcha. And Templar Knight is bipolar. no, seriously.
Uber nerd by day.
Uber nerd
Killer
by day.
By night.
Seriously, he's like, what's Cybertech? What's the name of that fucking comic you had me read? Like Ed the Psycho Bunny or whatever the fuck it was. the dude who's like completely fucked. That was a funny comic too. What the hell was it called? It was very, very cool. Going through the IRC tonight. Who's stuck around? African Love Terror, Alien Binary. Hey guy, how's it going? Sorry I didn't read out your stuff. He sent me some shit.
Next week.
Oral Sex, Bauweiler, Case, Klein, COA, Countersink, Cybertech, TMC, Delamorte, Doctor with Daddy. Okay, we're not even talking about that. Oh, his dad's Dr. Zodiac, and now his dad's in the room. Oh, shit! Don't talk about lesbians. Inotion, Fascist War, Gizmo, Gone Crazy, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Kadath, Lush Sheck, Falker 1, Lentium, Mary in Bed. Mary in Bed. Nodio. Hey, buddy. Necros, Neuralize, Pyra, Quiff. Quiff?
Queef?
Queef? Queer? Queer? Sarah Goblin. Sirdork. Soab. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
T-Knight. The Bipolar. Transistor. Trotsky's Ghost. TYS. Vampire This Morning. Wild Card. You fucking crackhead. What the fuck you all dressed up for, crackhead? You dressed up for, crackhead? Halloween ain't till mañana. TYS. VTM. Wild Card.
Lady Wolf.
Cal Luven.
Where did music go?
www.tys.
Oh, well.
Stream died.
That's okay. Upgrade?
Oh. No. No, we don't. Oh, I think it just died. What just happened? No, I'm not going to read the rest of the IRC.
Double click on the top one.
On the top
or
one.
Press play. Here. Good enough. It'll come
all
back.
Right. Where were we?
There we go.
T-Night. Transistor. Trotsky's Ghost. BTOS. BTM. Wildcard. Pyro. Lady Wolf. Kaluban. WWW. _TYS.us.
That's spam. Don't read that.
Is it?
Yeah, he's just trying to get a plug for his like webpage or something. Don't do it.
Well, I'm going to go to his fucking website. And I'm going to critique the shit out of it right now. That'll
okay.
Fucking teach these kids.
That's right.
TYS. What is this? TYS.
.us.
.us. Now, who is this? www. TrainYard Software? The fuck is this? Web hosting. Reseller program. Is this what it is? Is this who's fucking spamming our shit? Trainware software? You're about to have a wreck, motherfucker. What is this shit? Trainware software. Who the fuck thought that up? MySQL strength. He's got the red hat on the go. Payments. Home. Wow, that's a really original design he's got going on, too. I like the little trainee he's got on the go here.
30-day money-back guarantee.
30-day money-back. That makes a lot of sense. Well, dude's like, seriously, what is up with that? Networking info. What do we say? Industrial-grade equipment. Now, what the fuck does that mean in the computer world? Guess what? They're all servers shit
take
for
a,
brains.
Take a jackhammer
to it. Ultimate performance and reliability. And then our writing is so small we can't read it. We recognize that the domain time is not an option for your website. Really? What's my website? Don't know? Then how can you recognize that? You suck, trainer.
Oh, he ran away.
Payments. Did he go away?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here now.
I can't stop you now.
Fucking mail bomb your ass, you fucking monkey. Go to my website and start fucking dropping your spam. We'll show up and start dissing your sorry monkey ass. Anyway... BTM, Sean, what's going on here? What are they doing? They're all saying my name and stuff.
They love you.
Sean! Sean!
Now we have no music at all. And this
Sean,
is
you
song.
Suck! Anyway, he bailed. Oh, well, fuck him. So, where were we?
We're saying bye.
Gia Martin. Oh, yeah, I missed Gia Martin. And Viper this morning. And her gun tape nipples. All right, guys. Until next week, be very, very cool. T.Y.S. was kicked by Smokehouse. Dork. Atta boy. Don't fuck with the $6 million Smokehouse. He's like a 12-12 creature. All right. I will see you later. Oh, by the way, who's ever making the WOG things, make sure you make them like plague rats. So the more WOGs there are, the more damage they do. All right, guys. We'll check you later. And until next time, see you online.
Come join us.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to live.